This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has arrived for many of you, if not most of you. It's Wednesday, the 13th of August. Doug Steffen here with our own culture, the Good Day Culture, headed up by Rich McFadden in our studio at the controls in Washington, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here. Roberta may be back at some point in this millennia.
Making our way to New Orleans.
Yes. So the sale of the Clippers,
yep.
Donald Sterling's estranged wife has managed to sign on the dotted line. So now they have $2 billion in their bank accounts. But Donald Sterling says it's not. He'll go. He says maybe because he's a lawyer, he wants to keep fighting this. The court said that she can sell it, so she has.
And they made it pretty airtight when they made that decision. They formulated it in a way so that you couldn't fight it. But
but he's still going to fight it anyway.
Let me tell you something. The guys in the NBA are better lawyers than he is, and he will win.
He will lose.
The NBA will win.
Yeah.
He will lose.
Right. Exactly.
Even though I don't think it's fair, to be honest with you.
You don't think what's fair?
I don't think you should be. I mean, I know it's a private organization, but I think forcing someone to sell their business isn't fair.
But it's not just his business. It's his family's business.
Mm-hmm. But I think his. I really think
but
that
he
there's
signed
something.
A contract that said that if I do something that embarrasses the rest of the league or that they find.
I agree. And they're a private organization, and I understand. Right. It's like in private school, they can tell you to wear whatever you want.
You out, you're
but
done.
It still smells funny to me. I think his. I feel like his wife really got him. Like, I think his wife had enough of him. And I'm not defending the guy because I think he's a great guy. I think he's a jerk. But I think that his wife totally got him in this. I think his wife is the one that was behind it, blew everything up so that people would
got him out. He got $2 billion. He got twice the price he would have.
That's why, though. I think that's what she did, because she knew that's how she could cash in on him, is that she could get the money out of the team. She could be done with him. She wouldn't have to deal with him.
I guarantee you this. If she was the one behind all of this and she did set it up, not only is she a genius, but she figured, okay, maybe we can get 800, 900 million. If we're really lucky, we'll get $1 billion. Little did we know that some
guy with lots of money,
a guy with tons of money, who was used to buying overpriced companies that usually don't make a profit, would come in and offer us $2 billion.
How are the Clippers going to make that back for him?
Well, I mean, luckily it's an L.A. market, and they're hot now, so they'll sign a good TV deal.
Yeah, but they're still the they're always, even when they're better than the Lakers like they were this last season, they're still the secondary
team. But you're both wrong.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you're both wrong.
Yes, I live here.
Guys like this,
they're the darling
who have this
now
kind of money,
the NBA.
Look for tax dodges. There's two things being fulfilled here. Ballmer's ego and his tax concerns for how he protects as much of his money as he can. That's the driving force behind deals like this that most people don't think about. There are tax consequences.
If I lose, I win, and if I win, I win.
Exactly. He's going to win no matter how you slice it. Very smart guy. You don't get to be where he is.
I'm a winner. If I lose money, I'm
still
a winner.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
There's nothing about this that's a losing proposition for guys like this. And that's why these wealthy people buy these teams. It's ego. And it's about the tax consequences. It is. That's why. I mean, look at the way if they work.
Think about that, Doug. Okay. In the tech industry, Steve Ballmer is used to going out and buying companies that have zero value, zero profit, and paying $50 million, $100 million, whatever
it is. But they run them up, and then they get something out of them.
So now he has to go out and pay too much for an organization that can make money so that he can write it off for the profits on the companies he owns that don't make money. I don't.
Well, what happens is you don't understand the individual consequences of this, depending on what sort of corporate structure there is for this. If it's some of the things he buys, probably S Corporation, that trail back to him directly, and there may be a few things that are in there that are sole proprietorship that trail back to him directly. Believe me, these guys like this spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for tax advice, legal advice on how they can keep most of what they have, and they're very successful.
It's not even real money, really. Yeah, you know?
It's right.
How do you even think about it?
And this is the thing that bugs a lot of people. There's a guy, however, who is creating jobs galore, who has contributed through the work that he's done to the economy in ways that most people will never be able to even understand in terms of money and influence. And then he's criticized for doing what he's done to keep the American economy moving. And how many people do we have? 47% of the population in some way, shape, or form is taking some sort of government assistance that guys like Ballmer pay into. Regardless, so I, you know, it's understandable why these guys try to find as much tax dodge as they can. Dodge, if that's the right word for it. All the things, guys like that are too visible and they wouldn't cheat. They just do every single thing that the law allows.
They have smart people.
And because the IRS rules and regulations are so convoluted, 60,000 pages, it takes guys who go to school and do nothing but read up and understand how these things work, and then they apply the way the law changes so that they're ahead of. The IRS can try to close a loophole. You hear politicians all the time talking about, I got to close this loophole. That's just PR. They may close the loophole, but by the time they've done it, the guys who are smart have already figured out three ways to get around it. It's that that really is what goes on. So you can hear all these people yada yada about taxes, and sometimes people don't have places to put it, but that's because they're silly. The opportunity is there to do it, and that's what Ballmer is doing. He's doing what's legal, what is smart, and so people say, "Oh, that's terrible! He's doing that. Why? It's legal."
He says here, compared to the things I looked at in tech, this was a reasonable purchase.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. And he may be a basketball fan, too, beside all of that stuff.
No, that's the thing. He says, I'm really excited about the product. I love
right.
it. Yeah. I've been to 100 games in the last
right,
year.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And you have a lot of people who said they wouldn't play for Sterling who are now loving this dude. So.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you something. Right. When across town you have Kobe Bryant, the rapist, as the star of your team.
Yeah, right.
The Clippers have an opportunity here.
Yeah, they do. They have a good PR opportunity for sure. And now that they've wakened, everybody's kind of awake to the fact that they exist. This can be nothing but good, frankly. Good. It's good. Good, 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 good. The morning program, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the focus on my new nickname in a moment, plus a note or two on the passing of Lauren Bacall. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get here. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com Rewards Program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There's some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50-cent crayons.
What, what?
$1 fixed mechanical pencils.
What, what?
17-cent notebooks.
What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
It's a coffee lover's dream.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. Sometimes I know exactly what you're going to say. Most of the time.
I love curling up with a rich cup of coffee.
Most people forgot that she did those coffee commercials. Voice was good for that. I wish she's around now to do the BuzzBox coffee thing. That'd be good, right? Lauren Bacall, in memory of Lauren Bacall. I was thinking that Johnny Cash used to call her Betty. Apparently her friends call her Betty Bacall. Doug Steffen video of the day is a fan's tribute to Lauren Bacall, and it speaks for itself. I don't need to play any audio from it. Just focus on her and what she looked like over the years and how she came across and why it worked. You can see that Lauren Bacall, star of films like To Have and Have Not, Key Largo, the list of films we have at DougSteffen.com asking you what your favorite Lauren Bacall movie was. Mine was The Shootist. It was something that was something that John Wayne, the two of them had been friends for pretty much their entire acting career, and they'd never done a picture together. And when it looked like John Wayne knew this was going to be his last movie, he said, "Here's a part for you. I want you to play it." It wasn't like, "When do you do it?" I remember reading it in the book about
get
the
to work, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, you're going to play that part. Anyway, that voice, her provocative looks, she was a hit early on, much younger than Humphrey Bogart. I think there were about 15 years or so between the two of them. Listen to me talk about that. She was so devoted to him, she didn't act for 20 years after he died. And then when she married Jason Robart, she sort of went back to acting. But she was a presence. No question about it, a presence to be dealt with. So a moment or two thinking about Lauren Bacall. Does anybody, now, you've probably not seen, I think we talked about this off the air. Richie, how many Lauren Bacall movies would you say you had seen?
I don't know that I can name one.
None, okay. And Jennifer, you've never seen one.
I don't think I have, but now I'm kind of inspired to add it to my, to find it on Netflix.
I've seen movies with her in them.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I can, and I obviously know who she is, but yeah. I don't know that I can name a movie or recall a movie that I saw with her in it.
Kenny?
The one that leaps to mind was The Big Sleep.
Yeah, right. That's a great movie.
All right,
you got any quick comments from our Facebook fans on Lauren Bacall and her passing? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Joe.
I can have some shortly.
That music must mean we're supposed to pause. There's a pause in the action down on the ice. A By the way, Meredith has dubbed me Sir Talk-A-Lot. What do you think of that, Richie?
It works.
It's fitting, definitely.
21 after on Good Day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time for our daily one-hit wonder contest. The song is Love is in the Air. Who sings this?
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around.
It's a great pop song.
Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish. Don't know if I'm being wise. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes.
One of those crescendo hits. Builds and builds.
The whistle of a tree. Love is in the air. In the thunder of the sea.
Great lyric line.
And I don't know if I'm just dreaming. Don't know if I feel safe. But it's something that I must believe in.
Now, here we go, Richie. Crank it up.
Consider it cranked, Douglas.
Ah, love is in the air. Love is in the air. Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
Oh. Hi, we've set the stage now. 888-302-3684. The winner gets a One Hit Wonders CD, which has this song on it. Million Seller Plus from 1978. This is a guy from Austria. He was actually born in Scotland. Moved to Australia. I said Austria, Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
888-302-3684. The name of this gentleman. Let's see what I know about him. He and two of his schoolmates formed a band called Elm Tree. And they're in high school. Out of school, he started working as an apprentice sheet metal worker. He was encouraged by the people that liked his band in high school. He was called Squeak. Kept performing after hours. First album he had was called Hero, Went Nowhere. But this song, as he recorded it in 78, it became a worldwide super smash hit. And so now, he's been involved in the fringes of music business. He had, I think people may remember him performing at the Summer Olympics in Sydney in the year 2000. He's a writer of songs, that sort of thing. So what's this fella's name? 888-302-3684. One more round, Richie.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
Sing that part, aren't you, Jennifer? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Eugene did a great job.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow. Stunned.
This is such a great, happy song.
This is a great song.
The percussion doesn't change at all throughout this whole song. The bass line is the same.
Yeah.
The percussion is the same. I never noticed that.
But you're something that I would believe in.
I think there's one more reason. All right, let's get to Jesse in Tucson, Arizona. Jesse, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you for asking. So this is an era of music that is a fave for you, is it?
Believe it or not, no, but I do remember the 2008 Sydney.
You do? Okay. All right, what do you remember about this fellow's name?
John Paul Young.
Yes. Interesting to remember the name of the three names, John Paul Young.
It means that you're some kind of a murderer type thing, you know, when you have the three names.
Nice, Richie. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, he's not. And he didn't even murder the song. Hi, Jesse. Going to send you a CD with a lot of one-hit wonders on it. Thank you. John Paul Young and Love's in the Air on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we all know that genetics, a good lifestyle, diet, veterinary care, exercise are some of the things that can really affect a dog or cat's aging process. But there are other things that you can look for as a good pet guardian to determine if your dog or cat is getting older and what you can do about it. For example, some of the more common signs of your dog or cat's aging include weight gain due to decreased mobility, hearing and vision loss not as sharp. People don't realize that sometimes they'll get calls on the show and say, Warren, my dog used to come all the time. Why has this behavior changed? Very often it's changed because the dog's hearing is not the way it was when he was younger, and therefore he's having difficulty hearing you. Also take into consideration that sometimes because of their diet, their skin and coat may be drier. They may have trouble with their urinary tract. These are things you should check with your veterinarian about. But if you notice any changes as your dog, cat's age, check with the veterinarian. It can make all the difference in the world. Early detection is the best resolution. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
People in the news coming up on the Good Day program, plus the television report. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden. So, this is day 34 of the Ebola conversation and the focus on what most people in the news media don't even get, whether they're smart or maybe they get it and they just don't want to tell you really what is going on, how you not going to get this no matter what, unless you're having sex with somebody in the middle of Africa in a desert someplace.
Or touching their sweat and rubbing it on your eyelids or something like that.
Anyway, a 26-year-old medical student who survived the disease, the name is Kadiatu Fanta, has found herself shunned by her family. People who were her friends, people that she was connected to. The reason I'm telling you the story is because it's pretty indicative of the ignorance that surrounds the Ebola virus. They don't want to have, she's cured, they don't have anything to do with it. Stay away from us, you're done. Excommunicated. And so the sadness here is that, I use this as an example, but as I said, there are plenty of these examples where people just don't know. And ignorance is bliss.
They passed the 1,000 mark the other day.
Of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yep. And there are another, I think, 1,900 people that are contaminated. The discussion is that the controversy, FAUX, F-A-U-X controversy created by the fact that the FDA and other world bodies haven't said that the cure for this is to be certified. Meanwhile, thousands of people are dying. And you're going to worry about whether the FDA has put a rubber stamp on it or not? Take the damn drug. make it available. And I think they have. Matter of fact, didn't I see someplace that the drug manufacturer has sent a whole bunch of this, like 1,000 treatments of this over there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But you know what will happen over there? And this is the sheer stupidity of who you're dealing with in Africa. Remember now, when Michael Jackson had that big event and they raised $84 million
aid
for Africa, USA for Africa. Right. Not one penny, not one item, not one thing that was done or raised through that effort ever got any place. Never was delivered. Nobody ever benefited. Nothing ever happened because of A, the corruption, and B, the stupidity of the basic thinking of people who were there. The leadership didn't want to affect the clothing industry, so they threw all of the clothing that was given to them away. They burned it. The food that came over sat on the docks until it rotted. So there was not one thing, and the money was taken by politicians, and who knows where that went. So that's what you're dealing with here intellectually in this area of the world. And so the spread of it comes as a result of this ignorance. But people, once they learn about it, know that this is not going to be a problem. But it's just that business about these people don't know. You know, we talk about not understanding how the Middle Easterners, how some of these horrible Muslim terrorists think. You have no idea what thinking or lack of thinking is, or how it isn't quote-unquote Western thinking. That we are so inculcated with our own life and our own style and our own mentality that we just somehow or other think everybody thinks like we do. And they don't. And if you travel around, you get that. And that maybe that's the reason this area of the world is so backward. The rest of the world hasn't supported it for all kinds of reasons, mostly because of the continent full of black people and nobody cares. Unless you go to the areas where there is diamonds or a little bit of gold. And then there's attention being paid to what's going on. But for the most part, people don't give a damn about what goes on in Africa.
No.
And until it comes into your face, till you get on a jet and you fly to Switzerland or Paris or to Rome, or I'm reminded one of the great symbols of that movie Argo that was done a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Remember that? Getting the
Iranians. Yeah.
Oh, it was a wonderful movie, a true story. And Ben Affleck did a good job with it, and there are other, like Cranston was in it. It was a good cast. The bad guy this season from 24 was one of the bad guys. Anyway, the point is, at the end of the movie, when they're escaping, they get onto a Swiss Air 747. And take off and leave Iran. And you think about the Swiss and how the Swiss connect the rest of the world in no small way. One of the largest country-owned airlines is Swiss Air. It's one of the smallest countries, but the reason that it's such a big airline is because it's used by people in those circumstances to get out of places. The Swiss have relationships with everybody because they're a neutral country. So they can go and be in these countries in Africa and the Middle East and actually provide a very valuable service. There's a lot of value to being neutral. Ever think about that? And maybe put that into your own life. You know, if there's an issue in your family.
Boring.
Neutral only counts boring. With official governments. Neutral doesn't count when you're in Somalia. Neutral doesn't count when you're working with the Taliban.
Okay, but wait a minute. Hold on.
When you're working with
Let's say your brother,
Osama bin Laden.
Richie, let's bring it around to home.
Uh-oh.
Your brother is having an argument with his wife. You going to get involved in that?
Oh, no, that's better to see.
Oh, no, I'm Switzerland there.
Yeah.
So that's right. Beyond dangerous, I'm staying out to this one.
But I think the reason that neutral turns me off a little bit is I feel like a lot of young people are maybe very passive in their take on politics and
very
world events.
Yep.
And so I don't like neutral.
I'm not suggesting we be neutral in that way, Jennifer. I'm just saying in terms of how we understand what goes on and how sometimes sometimes that's a way to clarify or fix things. And I use the Iranian situation just as an example, and the symbol of the Swiss air jet taking off at the end, and how much the Swiss help in circumstances. And they help tremendously in areas like Africa, frankly. I don't know if they're involved in the Ukraine. So what about these 260
well,
trucks?
Well, I'm going to never forget, Mr. Miyagi said it best, Daniel-san. Right side road, safe. Left side road, safe.
Mm-hmm.
Middle road,
not
get squashed like grape. I always remember that. Mr. Miyagi was a wise man.
He was. Speaking of being on the road, the Russians have sent 260 trucks purportedly carrying humanitarian aid from Pukin Putin into the war zone. We're going to be the good guys, and we're going to help you out. What a horrible thing. Who would have done this to you? We're here to help you out. It's like the government. We're here to help. Right. So the Red Cross isn't even really running out. They've asked the Red Cross to sort of monitor or check out the 260 trucks. Red Cross says, well, maybe we will, and maybe we won't. In the meantime, who thinks the Russians are up to no good? Raise your hand.
Me.
You think the Russians are up to no good? Raise your hand.
Ding, 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 ding. You know what I thought was interesting is yesterday when we had the gentleman on to talk about the big identity theft.
Right, the Russians having a billion names.
The Russians having a billion and a half names.
Yeah.
That the guy said that this is so big, there's no way that Putin doesn't have his finger on it.
Of course not. He knows what's going on. Yeah. Okay. Jennifer, I'm not sure that I understand the violence in that small town, suburban St. Louis town, where the youngster, I think he was 18 years of age, was killed by a police officer. There have been several nights of protest, violence, that sort of thing. And now the mayor of this town says the people must comfort each other in a way that heals. This is all pretty unnecessary, it seemed to me. But am I missing?
It always is unnecessary. I mean, and I'll tell you what President Obama said here in a second, because that's probably the latest news on the story.
Do I really care what he said? I don't really care.
You know, but when we had one of the biggest things that I remember in my life growing up in Los Angeles was Rodney King, and he was beat by the police.
Why can't we all just get along?
And then there were riots in my neighborhood. There were riots throughout Los Angeles. And what I never quite understand is instead of, and maybe this is a lack of education on our part, instead of reaching out to people and telling them how to effectively communicate their dismay, these people go and they do the wrong thing. They make it a free-for-all. They go into innocent people's stores and homes, you know, and loot. And I don't understand how that does anything. And I feel like, you know, if anything, it disrespects the memory of the person that died, because you've got people turning it into a criminal matter.
Right.
They don't even know what's going on. They just say, oh, free shoes. And they start, you know, I mean, you probably got 10 people out there protesting in the right way, and everybody else just takes it as an opportunity to get free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents are saying exactly that. Violent protests in no way honor the memory of our son.
No. But, yeah, it does happen. It's after a sports event when the team wins. What is
right.
there that motivates you to go through
right.
town and blow
and turn
cars
over cars and set buses right. on fire?
And the father says, I need all of us to come together and do this the right way.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Maybe that's what we need to start teaching kids in school. I mean, you never, the government never wants to authorize you to know how to protest them, and maybe they're leaving that out of the curriculum of the school system. You should maybe be able to talk about how to peacefully communicate.
If you go to school,
it should come from something, but you go, I mean, where is civics? I mean, shouldn't that be part of a civics class?
No, if you go to Antioch College in Ohio, or if you go to in San Francisco, what's the if you go to the school that begins with a B?
Berkeley.
They teach you how to do it there.
Yeah, well, that's because they're hippies. this is a real thing. I don't think people know how to write letters to their congressmen and stuff like that. People don't know how to communicate with
them. They tweet them now in 140 characters.
There you go.
If you even know who they are.
But here's the tweaker on this whole story. That the president came out and made a statement the other day and says that it's tragic. And
written statement, yeah.
Yeah, he says, I know the events of the past few days have prompted strong passions, but I urge everyone in Ferguson, Missouri, and across the country to remember this young man through reflection and understanding. Obama said, okay, nice.
And probably the best line that he said is that he hopes that people can comfort each other in a way that heals. heals, not in a way that wounds. And that's very true when you're
into
somebody who's not.
Here's where you start to tweak me. He promised a full investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice into the case. I'm sorry, but whatever happened to the...
Not your job.
City, county, state...
he's black, that's why he's going
to
be interested.
Those justice departments are the ones who are supposed to look into this. What
it
does the United States federal
black.
Government have to do with this at
it,
all?
That's the thing. Nothing. Doug just said it's because he's black that he cares. No, it's not because he's black. It's because he wants the federal government to run everything. I think what you've seen
right.
in his presidency
exactly.
is that he wants to take all the power away from the states and move it to the federal government. Level.
And then he went on to the fifth hole, and everything was fine. 14.
Exactly. No, he was at the beach yesterday, Doug.
Before the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by physicians affiliated with Yale. Have you heard me talking about this yet? Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 100% potency and purity, plus a patented 4-to-1 EPA-DHA ratio. 16 times the omega-3 content, which is found in krill oil. One dose of the omega-3 equals 16 krill oil soft gels. Can you imagine that? One dose, one capsule of Omax 3 Ultra Pure equals 16. Can you imagine the gas and the burpee stuff you'd have after 16 krill oil soft gels? Woo! All right, so I've started taking this. Meredith is taking this.
I've got it.
You've got it. Jennifer's got it. Everybody's got it. By the way, this new Ultra Pure oil, the omega-3, has been shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and promote your heart health. Omax 3 Ultra Pure delivers more than 91% pure omega-3 content. This is like nothing else any of you have ever taken before, and I've been behind a lot of this sort of a product over the years, and each year the product gets better. This is the best. Thanks to the research, makers of Omax 3 Ultra Pure are so confident that you will see and feel the amazing benefits, they are willing to send you a free 30-day supply to prove it. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. The number for you to dial right now while you're thinking about it is 800-316-7918. Again, 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918. It's free to get started on your way to better heart health.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be Boston Adams.
There was 57 channels and
TV report, Jennifer Horn. Let's get at it, Jen.
All right, Dougie. Fans of Breaking Bad will be happy about this one. AMC TV says that the Breaking Bad spinoff Better Call Saul, that's kind of fun to say, will debut in February. It's just released a clip of sleazy attorney Saul Goodman arguing about the importance of always having a lawyer. And then the word February is shown. So you can check that out. He was the lawyer of Walter White on the show Breaking Bad. Now, the latest trend in TV is that Amazon, Netflix, all of these online providers are actually releasing their own types of programming. House of Cards is a great example of that. Amazon Studios is now releasing its second cycle of pilots, and it's already moving ahead with its third pilot season. So here's what you can do if you have Amazon. You'll be asked by the company to watch and rate this new crop of pilots starting on August 28th. So you can go into Amazon, you watch these, and you can vote. Decide which ones you like the best. And these are some big stars that are involved. You've got Steven Soderbergh, Sarah Chalk, she was on Scrubs, Mina Suvari. All of these are big names that are part of these pilots. So kind of fun if you have Amazon, you can go in and vote. The Talk versus The View. The Talk, for the first time ever, has been beating The View all month long in August. Could that be trouble? I don't know. Maybe Rosie will help save them.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now for a visit from the pet, the, not a, but the pet expert. Extraordinary experiences in his life that he uses in his everyday work. Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend. He's the formulator of great, healthy pet vitamins and minerals, Hugs and Kisses. You can check them out at hugsandkisses.com. The story of a dog that was rejected after walking 30 miles back home. And what happened to the dog? A great story in and of itself. Plus, I want you to think about an experience or two, maybe, involving a pet, which you will never forget. Think about, I can come up with any number of them with Charlotte, but just for the exercise of it, think about your pet and think about something that's happened to you with your pet that you will never, ever forget, worth a moment or two of your time, don't you think? Warren, up next here on Good Day.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that, or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards, and you get yearf.
When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com Rewards Program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
When I first saw this, Warren, I wondered what the real story behind the story was. The story of this dog that was rejected, went back home, was lost, and then was then adopted by a Florida lady. What brought this to your attention?
Well, first of all, the whole concept that someone took an older dog and brought it to a shelter just absolutely amazes me that anyone would do that. The dog had been with them for a long time. They decided it wasn't convenient. They bring him to a shelter. The dog escapes, runs 30 miles back to where the people that dropped him off live, and they decide after that they still don't want him. And everyone thought that was the end of the story. Till this very affluent lady from Florida, I forget her exact status, decided that, you know what?
Wealthy.
I am going to rescue this dog, and now she took the dog on a private plane, and the dog's going to have the life of Riley as
really?
He deserves. I think it's a great story.
Yeah, and there's enough viewers to the people who did what they did to the dog.
They have to put their head on the pillow every night. That's their that's their punishment.
All right, what's the what if I said to Warren Eckstein, name an experience or tell us an experience involving one of your pets that is so unforgettable it stays with you. You might think about it every day, or certainly with regularity.
Well, I can't tell you a specific story about one of my pets, but let me tell you a story. And I can't tell you when, and I can't tell you exactly why, but I'll tell you the story. Many, many years ago, I was in Libya, and I was there with a dog in Libya, a patrol dog. And this dog alerted me, and I kept saying, knock it off, knock it off, knock it off, till the dog actually got so aggressive with me that I had to respond. And had I not, I would not be talking to you today. So this dog actually saved my life. I think about that dog every single day.
Yeah. What about you, Richie? What sort of story can you remember from a pet that was your favorite? One story, unforgettable experience.
You know what? Unfortunately, the thing that comes up is when I had to put Patch down. That memory stays in your head forever.
Yeah.
It's so hard to say goodbye. I mean,
it really
probably
is.
The most difficult.
You have of all the hundreds of great times I had with that dog on hikes and going through the woods and just having fun and just sitting in the middle of the creek and letting him just swim around and stuff like that. That one memory is the one that you will never be able to get out of your head.
You know, Doug, I had a conversation with someone yesterday specifically about saying that final goodbye to our pets, and I honestly have started to believe as I get older, I guess more spiritual, that they never leave us. They're always around us. Their energy is always around us. I can still see and smell many of the pets I had over the years that are no longer here.
You know, it's funny, Warren. I asked my kids the other day. They love the two pugs we have that are just 1 year old now. And I asked my son the other day, do you like them better than Patch or Patch better?
Oh, that's a terrible question.
I just was wondering if he still thought about Patch and remembered Patch, and he's like, no, Patch is forever my dog.
Aww.
That's kind of an interesting response.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the,
What about you, Doug?
Oh, God, now he's going to cry, Warren.
Now you made
him
cry, Warren. He's remembering the day that Charlotte got hurt, so which makes him cry. So there it is. And you can't get that memory out of your head either. That will always be there.
Yep.
So, and it turned out okay.
Yep.
So right now, that's when I get to say it's 58 past the hour on Good Day. Thank you, Warren.
I can say it, too. It's 59, actually, after the hour.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code P-L-O-W.